From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Monday night, U.S. President Donald Trump selected conservative Brett Kavanaugh as his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. By Tuesday morning, Democrats were reacting. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Are you ready for a fight?
Democrats like Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders rallying outside the Supreme Court building, worried the conservative Judge Kavanaugh will shift the balance of the court, which has so far upheld abortion rights, voters' rights, and health care legislation. Judge Kavanaugh, who starts meeting with senators today, says he'll tell them,
I revere the Constitution. I believe that an independent judiciary is the crown jewel of our constitutional republic.
American University law professor Stephen Wormiel says if Kavanaugh is confirmed, conservatives will control the nation's highest court.
Republicans have been waiting for this moment for decades.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
12 boys and their coach have been pulled out of a flooded Thai cave where they have been trapped for more than 2 weeks. That's according to the Thai Navy SEALs. Tuesday's rescue happened on the third consecutive day of efforts to rescue the boys and their coach, who have been trapped there since late June. 4 boys were rescued Sunday, another 4 guided to safety on Monday. The remaining boys and their coach pulled out Tuesday. Britain's defense minister is blaming Russia for the death of a woman poisoned by the same nerve agent used against an ex-Russian spy and his daughter in March. Russia says it's absurd to think it had anything to do with the woman's death. A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said Russia is deeply concerned about the ongoing poisoning incidents. British police opened a murder investigation after Don Sturgis died Sunday in a hospital in Salisbury in New England. This is VOA News. European Council President Donald Tusk and U.S. President Donald Trump traded barbs about NATO funding a day before a meeting of the military alliance in Brussels. From his Twitter account early Tuesday, Mr. Trump continued his ongoing comments regarding how NATO member countries are not paying their fair share. During a news conference in Brussels, Tusk responded to Trump's comments directly.
Dear President Trump, America does not have and will not have a better ally than Europe. Today, Europeans spend on defense many times more than Russia and as much as China. And I think you can have no doubt, Mr. President, that this is an investment in common American and European defense and security, which can't be said with confidence about Russian or Chinese spending.
NATO says the United States funded about 70% of its expenses in 2017. NATO's 29 member nations, I should say, have to spend 2% of their gross domestic product on defense by 2024, but NATO estimates not all members will meet that target. British Prime Minister Theresa May has met with senior lawmakers as she tries to restore government unity after 2 resignations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The meeting came after Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and Brexit Secretary David Davis quit, saying May's plans for future relations with the European Union don't live up to their idea of Brexit. Pro-Brexit lawmakers say the Prime Minister's ideas for free trade and regulatory alignment with the bloc will stop Britain forging an independent economic course. May's government is split between Brexiters and a group that want to stay closer to the EU, Britain's biggest trading partner. May has replaced Johnson with loyal former Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt and given Davis's job to ambitious Minister Dominic Raab in a bid to shore up her authority. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In Afghanistan, at least 10 people were killed by a suicide bomber Tuesday in the eastern city of Jalalabad. 4 others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. It came a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on his way to the Middle East and Europe, made an unannounced stop in Kabul. After meeting with President Ashraf Ghani, he pronounced the Trump administration's South Asia strategy a success for the Afghan people and security forces.
The strategy has sent a clear message, too, to the Taliban. They cannot wait us out. And we're beginning to see the results both on the battlefield, where the Taliban's momentum is slowing, and in the prospects for peace with them.
Also, Pompeo lauded Mr. Ghani's peace overtures and expressed a willingness for the U.S. to take part in peace talks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.